Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening again and giving us another chance. We are coming to you from Lake Milton, Ohio, outside of our RV. So, yes, we did get it.
We did?
We did. And we didn't necessarily plan on using it quite as much as we have so far. This is actually the third night that we've camped in. It's how many days?
We have 6 days, actually.
6 days. In 6 days, we've now used it 3 times. We went to go and get it. We told the kids. So we tell our kids honesty is the best policy. We don't lie. We're always honest. But we do omit once in a while. So we wanted to surprise them. So we told them that we were going to the bank, which was true.
We did go to the bank.
We had to go to the bank to get a certified check. And then we went to the RV place. They literally rolled out the blue carpet for us.
Which was kind of weird.
Yeah, so it was much like going to the Oscars where they have, you know, the ropes and the carpet, and they had the RV out there with blue ropes and a blue carpet because it was Blue Compass RV that we got it from. It felt a little awkward to go do that because you can buy some cars for the same price as the RV. I mean, really expensive cars, but I don't think they have a red carpet service for that.
How about the happy birthday balloon that was just kind of floating around too?
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of It or some kind of creepy horror film. But yeah, we were being given the tour of how to do everything on the RV, and the balloon kept coming and just like hitting us randomly.
Which, the whole carpet thing, they didn't even play music or do anything. It was just there.
Would you have preferred they play music?
Well, like, if you're going to do it, I feel like you need to have pomp and circumstance. Like, don't just put a carpet and ropes there, just have a carpet and ropes. Like, I feel like there needs to be a presentation.
No? Like awards music or like banjos playing, because that seems more camping like
banjos.
Yeah, like the Country Bear Jamboree.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, because then it would have been like humorous but also special and just as memorable.
They should have had a dancing bear.
Oh, boy. That would have included hallucinogens to have a dancing bear, fairly certain. So, anyway, yes. We picked up the RV about 2 hours into being shown all the different bells and whistles of the RV, because it's our first one. Although they missed some key factors, like how you actually have things come out of the RV, such as electric, without having your doors hang wide open. But we've now figured that out. We get messages from the kids of, hey, taking a long time at the bank. You gonna be back soon? It's like, oh yeah, it's taken a while. I don't know what they think we would be doing at a bank for that long. I guess they haven't really spent a lot of time at the bank. So,
and they were also into a 2-hour bender on Fortnite. So, like,
well, the boys were,
yeah.
Girls were babysitting, but we'll get into that later. So we drive home and made it home. Congratulations, Scott, for driving it home and not wrecking on the tiny thin roads.
And I'm worried about that, were you?
I was very worried because you were behind me, and so I was braking and signaling like 2 minutes before we actually had to do anything just to make sure you were good. Because I'm like, we're going to have a 2-car fender bender, only it's going to be the RV ramming into the back of the van, and we're going to have to deal with both.
You did take the route with the most turns home.
There is construction.
It was ridiculous.
Well, there was construction on the main road.
For the first time, you took the most wonky way home possible.
Did you build character and confidence? Exactly. So, anyway, we pulled
in. Something.
So, resentment.
Yeah.
So, we get home, and we pull in, and we go into the house, and we're like, hey, we need you guys to come and help grab groceries, because to his point, the boys were playing video games, and they weren't going to be leaving the house. So, we're like, we need your help to come out. And they're like, what? I thought you were going to the bank. Why are there bags? Meh. Pretty much just like that. And so they came out and they're like, oh, wait, so you didn't go to the bank? That was essentially what they said. And they were excited. The girls weren't home because they were babysitting, like I said. So they found out later. Now their reaction was actually just what Scott thought. So as soon as they rounded the corner, because they were walking home from their babysitting, they saw it and then they sprinted for like the last 10th of a mile.
It's the most they've run all summer.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if their cheer coach would want to hear that, but that was the most they ran. And yeah, and they sprinted. And they're like, oh my gosh, wait, is it ours? As though, like, we stole it or we were borrowing it, just playing a really sick trick, which I guess we would play a trick like that on them.
Good.
Where we pretended to get it. But yeah, so everyone was happy. And then we told them that we were going to a campground that was just like a half hour away to surprise them, because we figured they would want to use it. And like we said, Scott wanted to drive it.
It took a lot more preparation than I think we anticipated. Would you agree with that?
No, I anticipated it taking a lot just because I know how much it takes just to go on a trip to a hotel with the kids, and we had nothing in the camper. So, like, no chairs, no balls to play with, no pans. We pretty much went with a few things, and we thought we were prepared, and we were still raw-dogging it for the most part. We were just raw-dogging camping.
Yeah, we learned a lot.
We did. Like, if you remember a pan for the oven, you need to remember what?
Well, we need, hot plates.
Well, or the pot holders, the things to get it out of the oven, so we had to use towels. Paper towels.
Yeah, paper plates.
No, we remember paper plates for that one.
We did.
Yeah, but yeah, so there were quite a few things that we forgot, and so I made a list, and now I have things coming from both Amazon and also Temu. So is it Temu, Temu?
You would know more than I would.
I don't know, but we have different things coming from there. So we have some things coming so we can hopefully not look like as much of rednecks in our RV.
Well, we just realized that there's a lot of things that we, as we try to grill over an open flame.
Without a grill?
Without a grill.
Without a grill, so we had to go and get a grate. Well, I thought, it said that it came with a fire pit, and I thought that it had a grill thing out there, and it did not. So, yeah, we had to go and get a grill that went over our fire pit to be able to actually make our burgers.
Yeah, we just learned a lot of things that we needed, that we didn't have, or forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this trip, spur of the moment, we went on a back to Pennsylvania because Courtney's uncle unfortunately passed away, so we came to the funeral, and rather than getting a hotel, we thought we'd make a little 2-day camping trip out of it and stop at a couple campgrounds, but we forgot butter.
Oh, not butter.
It's hard to have breakfast without butter.
Well, there's many, many things you can have without butter, but he's a man of habit. You might pick up on that, so.
I like to say routines. I like my routines.
That doesn't make you sound old at all.
Like the Progressive commercial?
Yeah.
Is it much. Progressive?
Nah. I don't know.
I
just agree with you to move on.
But we did. We stopped at a couple different campgrounds. Neither of the two were as good as the first one we went to. And we were learning that pictures don't tell the full story when you look at campgrounds online.
Yeah, even if, like, these were both KOAs as well. So the first one we went to, kids had an awesome time. It was pretty much a free-for-all to the point where it was Christmas in July, and while we were having our dinner, we began being pelted with candy at our campsite.
That was fun.
With a Christmas parade. Yeah, that sounds bad. But we had stuff for dessert, and then all of a sudden we had all those extra candies and Reese's peanut butter cups and things like that because it was Christmas in July. No idea. Lots of fun. Yeah, kids roaming everywhere, but like organized chaos. Like it didn't seem like anything bad was going on anywhere. You could swim in the lake normally, even out deep. The one we're at now, myself as an adult, I was scolded not one, not two, not three, but four times. And we have not even been here 24 hours. I mean, I was being scolded for things surrounding the kids, but basically, I guess in northeastern Ohio, you're not allowed to have fun. You can't be in water above your waist without a life jacket, apparently, which the life jacket you then have to pay to rent.
Which seems odd when the sign literally says swim at your own risk.
Yeah, but they force you to wear. Yeah, there are just a lot of rules and things that weren't on the website. So even just all KOAs aren't created equal. But yeah, we only were here just on the way back from Pennsylvania. But yeah, so learning a lot, taking notes, making more lists of things that we'll have to be able to cook things. Because we realized that this is the trip that we did not have paper plates. So we utilized paper napkins a lot. Instead of having like chicken on a plate, we made sandwiches. I'm sure this is all very riveting. Anyway, we've survived. We've made it.
We also have learned that it's more efficient to go 10 minutes out of your way to avoid hills. Or back roads.
Yeah, there's some back roads where whenever you're in a tall RV and then there are even taller air conditioning units on top.
We hit a lot of tree branches and some of these tight roads. I think we've also learned that this RV doesn't move kind of like a car.
What?
I know it sounds obvious, but it takes a while to slow down and turn.
Weird. And, like, it's heavy or something.
Yeah.
And, like, 32 feet long is different than, like, 8 feet long?
It is, surprisingly. But going down certain roads or pulling into certain gas stations or to get coffee as you're driving is not as simple as it is in a car. And so you tend to appreciate the simple things when you're in a car. But the difference being, we can bring our coffee maker with us and have coffee in the morning like we're at home. So there is a trade-off. And kudos to you. While we were driving yesterday, you made me a coffee because we couldn't stop. So I do appreciate
that. Well, yeah, I'm a barista because I'm officially trained to be a barista, obviously, from my time working at Sheetz and elsewhere. But, yeah. So if you ever want to see a pure look of disappointment on a man, I saw it yesterday when I was doing the countdown for Scott of where the closest Dunkin' was. And we were down to like 10 minutes and I'm like, oh, it's 2 miles up here. And he was so excited. It was like a kid getting ready to go to Disney World because that's how much he loves his coffee. And then, as he mentioned, he could not pull in. So he had to just keep driving by. And it was as though... Yeah, I mean, I'll keep using Disney. As though we had gone to Disney with the kids, driven by the main gates they thought we were going, and then we just kept driving and said, never mind, we're just going to go to a playground and you can make your own fun.
Boy, that would be a dick move.
No, yeah, be like, we said we were going to Disney, not into Disney. Fairly certain that would cost us a lot more in therapy later on in life if we would... do that. But that was the look on his face whenever he couldn't get Dunkin'. So yeah, I had to hold on to the Nespresso maker and the mug and brace myself as we were going down the road making coffee.
It's just challenging to drive this thing in the hills of Pennsylvania. There's so many turns on these highways.
That was the main difference going just more into Indiana last weekend or Pennsylvania. I mean, he, bless his heart, he's from Cincinnati, so there's not a lot of hills there. Not like Pennsylvania. I grew up there and know how it's like, even in a car. But yeah, so he got a little lesson.
I think I survived, though.
Well, I mean, the RV's still in one piece. That would have been really awkward if we had our first insurance claim within 4 days of owning the RV. That would not have been fun.
I learned a lot, and I think the way to drive it, cruise control is your friend unless you're going up hills. Because then you go into sixth gear real fast and that engine revs. I remember looking over the first time that happened and the look on your face of just pure terror of like, are you about to blow the engine?
Well, it sounded like the engine was going to blow. It was so loud. Yeah.
But cruise control can really save your gas mileage. But when you're on these hilly roads and it's like a serpentine, like you're just constantly, there's very few straight drags. This RV starts rocking from side to side and it's hard to control. It really is.
It sounds like a you problem.
It is, but I'm trying to keep everybody safe. And then you got these semis just flying by you.
Yeah.
And I did learn.
They're professional.
I'm not a big race car fan or just general, but I do know the simple term of drafting and physics behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And when a semi-truck comes up on your side of you, mm-hmm. flying by you, the physics of the air that moves and flows, I tell you what, we get blown a good foot or two, and it's hard to control.
Yeah. I just hear the world's smallest violin crying for you.
I'm learning, though.
He is.
So
anyway. So we got the RV, and we've used it many times, and I'm sure there'll be more that we'll share. But, yeah. So in other news, if you would like to see any pictures, I'm going to start posting some. We started, and I say we because I informed him that I started, an Instagram. So, you know, because this is going to be huge, huge, big. Posting random pictures.
I don't know if it
is
going to be big. I just know that we're using this as an outlet to get all of our thoughts and feelings out into the world. rather than complaining to our kids all the time or to each other.
Yeah.
And some of our conversations are rather humorous, and we figure we might as well just record them. And honestly, if you want to listen, great. If you don't, who cares? Because we're doing this for us and not really for anyone else. If I'm being honest.
Sure. Sure. So yeah, Instagram, it's, You Only Live Twice Pod on Instagram. So feel free to go over there. I am going to start posting things. So it's live now, but I'll start posting more pictures there, and you can laugh at the randomness and memes and stuff. So it'll be like the things that I normally send Scott throughout the day, where he just shakes his head and says, "Where the hell do you find these things?" Some of those things I'll start posting on there, because I might as well share in general.
So everyone else gets to experience the...
what happens in my mind.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
I know. Sorry. Or as you would say, oh, geezel. Oh, geezel.
Giddy up.
Yeah. Oh, good God. Yeah. So, you know how last time we were talking about the squirrels because Scott had ADHD distraction looking at the squirrels in our backyard? We found out something else last week. Hey, Scott, what else climbs trees?
Okay, so I don't know how many people know this. And maybe we're just naive in this aspect and realm of life.
It's not, just slow.
Well, regardless, we literally were just having coffee. And two raccoons decided to climb a tree and chase each other up a tree.
It's not even it's not a small tree. Like, if you're picturing...
It's probably 60, 70 feet.
Yeah, it's way taller than our house. Like, huge. And I thought it was just a really fat squirrel. And I was like, that's the fattest squirrel I've ever seen.
Yeah. But these two raccoons. Now, they got brave.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen raccoons in our backyard in some time. We got the old fake owls that supposedly scare them away. And it did.
Which I don't get why they would scare a raccoon.
No, but they did the trick for a while.
Yeah.
But these two raccoons, they were going off on branches. And we literally thought we were going to see raccoons fall to their death.
He says that because the kids and I were waiting with bated breath, kind of excited to see what would happen. Because whenever the squirrels do it, they're like cats. We're like, they lay down on their feet, they grab onto a branch. It's fun to watch because they don't get hurt. The raccoons, I don't want a raccoon to get hurt, even though we don't want them in our yard because they're creepy and I don't want to be out there at night and have their little beady eyes coming up on me at the fire pit. But I just thought it'd be funny to watch one... Okay, now I feel like a horrible person. I'm thinking of Miko from Pocahontas that was a cute little raccoon. But that's not what these raccoons are. I'm just going to assume that all raccoons have rabies, and I thought that they would be falling from the tree. But yeah, we were very surprised by the raccoons, and one of my first thoughts was, hey, all the people that listen to our podcast need to be informed of the fact that raccoons, because maybe you didn't know, because we did not know. So now I look up every time I'm out by that tree, so that's the only tree they climb.
Well, it's kind of like when we were in Michigan a couple weeks ago, or over a month ago, and I learned for the first time that snakes can climb trees.
Oh, yeah.
And that they can fall from a tree and land on you. And that was absolutely terrifying to me, that snakes can climb trees. I don't know why I didn't know that, but I didn't know that. And yeah. I'm not a big fan of snakes or spiders, but... I learned that snakes climb trees, so the fact that raccoons can now climb trees, it makes me just wonder what animals really can't climb trees. I know bears can.
They can?
Yeah, bears climb trees.
The whole way?
Yeah. There's bear cubs. You see bear cubs up in trees?
You've seen a bear cub up in a tree?
Yeah.
On TV, I'm guessing.
Well, it's in Tennessee, too. I've seen a bear cub up in a tree.
Oh. Well, cross that off the list to go camping. That sounds terrifying.
Well, what do you... I mean, a lot of campsites have bears.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why you're supposed to hang your food up if you're not in a camp.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Did you not know that bears
No.
were part of camping?
Well, I knew that. I did not know they climbed trees.
You ever seen the pictures of, like, just the cabins in Gatlinburg where bears just come up to the door?
Nope. But
so we're not going to Pigeon Forge?
Well, not without proper protection.
What, bear repellent?
There is bear repellent. Is there? I don't know. This is riveting stuff. So, speaking of things you want to repel, our daughters. No, I'm sorry. So,
dark turn.
So they've been wanting to babysit for a while. And I mean, they've stayed at home and babysat, you know, our youngest, that's six, a couple times, but together, because, here's the thing. We know them so much that it's kind of like whenever someone does a job and you're like, oh, that person's like a great engineer. And then you meet them and you're like, wait, that's the person that's in charge of building things that keep us safe. It kind of makes you question things. And whenever I say that, I'm talking about my dad. Love my dad dearly. Brilliant. But whenever we go on roller coasters or over bridges, different times we'll be like, hey, remember, somebody like dad designed this. And it just makes you have pause for a second. That's kind of the way it is with the girls. So to anybody else, they seem very well behaved, very respectful, they are very observant. That's truthful. And would be a great babysitter. To us, since we live with them, we know how they can be on a day-to-day basis. So whenever people started saying, like, yes, we need a babysitter, and yeah, we can have two 12-year-olds, that sounds great. Like, you know what? It's summertime. You can have them for an 8-hour day. That sounds great. And they get paid double bonus. That's awesome. So they babysat, they tag teamed and babysat one child. So it was two of them for one child. And what did they say whenever they came home?
He was a handful.
And they were tired.
They were tired. Well, part of it is they had to be there at 7:30 in the morning on a summer day. And they typically don't go to bed before midnight. So to have to get up and go to work was a lot for two 12-year-olds, I feel like, in July. It brought us great joy and pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Other than the fact that we now have to get them their cash because the money was Venmo'd to us and I don't just keep hundreds at the house. Because, yeah, the going rate is a lot more than whenever I would babysit for an entire day. When I would babysit for an entire day, I would get, like, $20 for the entire day to babysit three hellions, essentially. And that's not even just me being a dramatic teenager. They, talk about building character. It was not fun. We were allowed watching 1 hour of TV a day, or sorry, one movie a day. So I would pick out the longest movie possible. The one would just run away randomly. And we lived near the woods, because they lived near my house. And I would have to go and find her, and she thought it was hilarious to just go and run away and play hide and seek, as she put it. And I got $20 a day.
This day and age, these kids are spoiled because they have internet.
Yeah.
Like, they can sit there and entertain themselves and let the kids play video games and go to the pool. We never had that as kids.
Well, I mean, I had a pool, but yeah,
we had to actually be creative.
I had four channels at my house growing up, and one of those channels was Channel 47, which was the church channel, because we didn't have cable at my house.
Yeah.
We got cable whenever I was a senior in high school. We didn't have cable wires out where I was.
I don't remember when we got it.
Yeah. You probably had it much earlier than me.
But these girls are spoiled. I think that's the point of this.
Yeah. So they actually had to work. The funny part is, so as he mentioned, they go to bed late. They wake up late. So there's times it'll be 2-ish in the afternoon. I'm working. And I'll walk out and be like, hey, what are you guys doing? And they randomly go, oh, yeah, we didn't eat lunch. They forget to eat lunch, which it always perplexes me that people forget to eat lunch, especially whenever they want to eat 24/7. But to forget to eat lunch, I always want to eat, but they'll forget to eat lunch. So whenever they were babysitting, they actually set an alarm to remember you're to eat lunch at noon. So they could remember to feed this child. So, I mean, that's going to be interesting whenever they become parents one day. But, well, yeah.
The best part is Anna hasn't turned the alarm off. So it still goes off every day at noon. And this was a week ago that they actually were babysitting. And so every day now at noon, her alarm goes off. And she goes, oh, time to eat lunch. So maybe we're creating good habits.
Yeah, but she says it and then doesn't eat. So we're part of the way there.
Progress,
yeah. But on that note, they go back to school next Wednesday. Less than a week.
That's really exciting.
It's the final countdown. Yeah. Thought you'd do that. Do-do-do-do.
No.
Oh, just me? Okay. Yeah. So we're pretty excited about that, even though it's three different bus times we'll have to manage. But we'll get through it because... we had rules in place for the summer. We had goals for them to be more responsible. We're much better with the chores now than we were at the beginning of the summer, but there's still a lot of opportunity.
There is room for growth and improvement, we feel like. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they go back to school, one, I think means that Courtney can have some peace and quiet to actually get work done during the day.
Yes.
Which is nice. And we don't have to try to entertain children. And listen to them tell us how bored they are.
Yeah, because my parents never entertained me. I had to entertain myself.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't do that.
Yeah. I don't think I ever asked my parents what I should do. Probably because I know that they would have told me to do work around the house.
Yeah. My parents weren't home to tell me what to do.
It sounds kind of sad.
Well, it wasn't sad, but again, I had to entertain myself. And I try to tell Scotty all the time, like, little things that I did growing up. I played roller hockey for hours on hours every day during the summer. Better golf. My dad would drop me off at the golf course at 8 a.m. and then pick me up at 5:30 on the way home.
See, now that sounds awesome. Can someone do that for me now? can I do that? Can I? I would like to do that. Tom, if you're listening, can you drop me off at the golf course for a day?
He doesn't know how to.
A day or two?
He doesn't know how to find podcasts.
If I send it to him,
yeah,
maybe. But okay, well, we appreciate you guys tuning in. We are going to start actually talking about our stories, like we said last time, with the Easter eggs. So, you know, how we met, why we actually call this "You Only Live Twice," things like that. But hopefully, this helps give you a little bit more insight into us as a whole, and hopefully. You can share it with your friends. Remember, we don't have ads because, again, nobody knows who we are. So it'd be great if instead of listening to the ads during that time, you just share it with, like, one or two people. Even if you just say, hey, listen to these idiots.
And subscribe and download.
Yeah.
Because that helps get us out there. We do have a unique story that we would like to share with our blended family. And, again, like Courtney says, why it's called You Only Live Twice. But how we met, there's a lot of uniqueness to us in our journey and our lives, and we do want to share with everybody out there.
Yes.
So thank you for listening.
Have a good one. Bye, y'all.